Good morning, 6:38, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every time we have a meeting with the Santa Rosa County Board of County Commissioners, although these days we're having, like, it seems like a meeting every other day, so it's not necessarily every time. It's after the significant meetings or the regular meetings, as in this case it was yesterday. Dan Schebler, who is the County Administrator, joins us. Dan, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me on. We have had several in the last week, and we can touch on any of those items we can get to.
Okay. But can we start with a preliminary thing, though? So this meeting yesterday was pushing 6 hours, okay?
Six and a half.
Dude. I know you don't run the meetings, but come on. Look, I get paid to watch these meetings, and I don't have enough time to watch them. The ordinary citizen, there's no way. So is there anything that can be done about the length of these meetings?
I think we spent a lot of time back in January trying to establish, you know, boundaries and limits and decorum and procedures so that we could have an efficient meeting and get the county's business done. Oddly enough, we spent, I think, 7 hours talking about it. But those rules are there. They're in place. It's just a matter of following those procedures.
Well, and like yesterday, I know Commissioner Cole, who was running the meeting because Dave Peach was elsewhere, I assume he was out on military stuff, but it could have been anything. It doesn't really matter. He wasn't there. He made a point of noting all the directors that were in the back of the room. To me, that's the cost. You know, the cost is not only citizens who can't follow what their government is doing, but then you've got staff who are essentially not doing anything because they have to be in some of these meetings. It's just highly inefficient. Anyway, you've said you're seeing it. My own frustration boils over at some times, especially when we spend an hour and a half arguing about a noise ordinance. It's just crazy. So a couple of announcements I'm sure you want to make. Tell people about the tipping fee for waste for debris from the storms over the weekend. This is an important thing.
Yeah, we had National Weather Service came and said it was not a tornado, it was straight line winds, but it was still damaging winds. We had trees and stuff down in several places across the county, as well as some home damage here in my neighborhood, my neck of the woods, not necessarily my neighborhood. The board yesterday waived tipping fees for vegetative debris for Santa Rosa County residents, not commercial, not industrial, not landscapers, just residents who want to bring their vegetative debris from the storm to the landfill. As they were waived for 14 days.
Very good. So that's obviously good news, which brings us to another thing. There's no pickup, though, right? It's not like when there's an actual storm where there's going to be FEMA reimbursement and the county puts out money and doesn't get it back for forever but might eventually. It's not like that. People can't just put it on the side of the road, right?
No, well, there won't be any additional FEMA or debris hauling pickup for this storm, but certainly our waste haulers in the county do provide yard waste pickup if you bundle it properly and package it properly. One of the franchise haulers actually has a yard waste can that can be used, so there are options to put it curbside and have your waste hauler pick it up, but there won't be any additional debris hauling, okay. like we had in Hurricane Sally or the tornado last year.
So for people who've got the ability to get it to the landfill, great. For people who don't, well, they're still in a bit of a pickle, and they probably ought to call Waste Pro or whatever and ask them what they need to do to, you know, get that taken care of. Speaking of, I know you had announced in one of the other meetings recently that there was an investigation being done because of allegations that somebody on the inside was deleting complaints against Waste Pro, and you've reached a halfway point in that investigation, right?
Yeah, I think the main thing I hired the third-party investigator to look at, and I thought it was important, was to look at the allegations of an improper business relationship, that there was a conflict of interest or something unethical or even illegal going on. And we received that report back, and those were not substantiated. But that report did identify additional things that we're investigating internally, having to do with communications and those complaint processes and standard operating procedures. And so I'm addressing those, as well as some other HR type issues that were identified. And so it's an ongoing investigation. When the investigations are complete, all of those will be public documents, but right now they are not.
Okay, so the first part we've discovered is not the case, but that led to other questions which are in the process of or having somebody hunt down to figure out what we need to do, if anything, at this point. All right, fair enough. One of the parts, I did not get a chance to watch this part of the meeting because in 7 or 6 hours you can't watch it all, or at least I didn't. But there was a discussion about funding for school resource officers and then the Guardian program. Can you maybe spend a minute and walk our listeners through what happened here and why this became a big fight yesterday?
Well, the issue that we brought to the board was a request from the school district. The school district has an annual contract with the sheriff's office to provide school resource officers. Everybody agreed and agrees today that first and foremost, having a Santa Rosa County deputy in a green uniform at every school is important, and we're going to do that, and the sheriff has committed to that. Now, in our cities, the police departments do provide SROs, but in the county schools, in this county, I guess, there is a San Rosa County Sheriff's deputy in every school. Those deputies are obviously employed year-round, but school doesn't happen year-round. Mm-hmm. And so the school district asked for the county to fund a portion of that agreement, 17%, you know, and it's on a reimbursable, invoice monthly, open and transparent way, so that when those school resource officers are actually, like now, pulling patrol or out on the beach, providing support there to our beaches, or out in the sheriff's marine unit, making sure our waterways are safe, that the county's paying for that and not the school district, because they are doing law enforcement functions out in the county. And
okay, that makes sense.
That was the whole purpose. We certainly ended up spending a lot of time talking about the Guardian program and should the that be something we do in Santa Rosa County, but that's not an issue that the Board of County Commissioners decides. That's the school district and the sheriff work together on that program. I think it was finally passed in the end, and everybody agreed that, you know, we support school resource officers, so I think it's important that they get paid as part of that support.
So, question, and pardon my ignorance, I know I should know this, but I don't. There aren't guardians in the Santa Rosa County schools. It's all either city police like Gulf Breeze or Milton, or else it is county sheriffs in the unincorporated areas. Is that right?
That is correct.
Huh. Now, is that – well, that's not your choice to make, right? The commission doesn't make that choice. As you said, that's the sheriff and the school district. But that was the discussion piece, was that Commissioner Calkins wants guardians, and the sheriff in the school board have decided that they want to go with sheriffs or police, right?
Well, I think, yes, that's what we spent a lot of time talking about, was the Guardian program and whether we should or shouldn't have it in Santa Rosa County. But everybody from the school district, assistant superintendent and the school safety officer, our safety coordinator, I'm not sure what Dan Hahn's title is, and the chief deputy that was there, and every member of the Board of County Commissioners that was there, all agreed that first and foremost, having a uniformed law enforcement officer as a school resource officer is necessary and appropriate, and they all agreed on that. Now, whether there will be additional guardians in the schools is something for the school district and the sheriff to.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really your baby. Why was this an issue? And again, I didn't watch the meeting, so I don't know. But is there something I'm missing here? Like, this is not the Board of County Commissioners doesn't have anything to do with this, right?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. You know, so be it. 7-hour meeting. Other question that I had for you is related to the school. I think this is an interesting, this Fidelis School project. It's like, what, 750,000 to pushing a million, depending on whether you renovate Building A, Building B, demolish B, whatever. But this school is the only school of its architectural style in the whole county. Is that right?
Yeah, this is a Fidelis school building out in the north part of the county, and we looked at it as part of when we did the playground and sports fields improvements out there, but there just wasn't funding necessary, and we weren't sure what to do. So we did receive a grant from the State Department of Historical Resources to take a look at this and what are the options? What kind of condition is the building in? What would it take to restore it to a functional, usable purpose? And that kind of thing. So we had a report on that last week at our work session,
right.
Very informative. No action was taken, and I'm not sure, you know, we're looking for additional grant opportunities perhaps to try and put together funding to undertake one of those options, but we don't have a way ahead yet.
Okay, so this was a preliminary, which is what I thought. It was just an informative session and gives you the options of own it, rent it out, you know, get it occupied by the VFW or some charity, or, you know, just kind of what to do and what the costs and options would be, which is, you know, that's obviously step one in making a decision. So very good. Dan Schebler, he is the county administrator in Santa Rosa County. It's a very complicated job and challenging one, and I appreciate that you do it so well. Dan, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Have a good day.